listener production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. A Spalding deli owner has been injured after allegedly being attacked by two teenagers. Police allege the 14 and 15-year-olds tried to steal a jar of lollies from Green Street Deli before hitting the owner with a wooden stake on Thursday morning. The pair have been charged, set to face court today. The City of Greater Geraldton has put out a tender for a gas flaring project in town. It's planned for the Maroo Waste Management Facility in hopes to slash methane emissions. The City's Chris Lee says it's a huge step forward in their sustainability journey.
It's about a 40 to 50% reduction in our city corporate greenhouse gas emissions, which is a big change for us. And once we've done that, we'll have another look at our net zero plan and then reassess where we go from there.
Drivers are being urged to take extra caution following a spike in animal collision cases during winter. RAC figures revealing April was the highest month for claims last year, followed by May, July, then June, commonly occurring during sunrise and nightfall. The group's Glenn Walker says there's a particular animal jumping around during this time of year.
Kangaroos featured in 88% of animal collision claims last year. Given they can travel up to 70 kilometres an hour, kangaroos pose a major risk on some of our roads.
Geraldton Spud Shed is expected to be up and running by the end of the year. Construction officially getting underway at the site with the commencement of earthworks. It's set to be the first Spud Shed in the Midwest and northernmost store in the state. In sport, footy fever is back in the Midwest. The Great Northern Footy League hosting a curtain raiser event over the weekend, with some of the league's best going head-to-head in all-star matches. The blue side taking out the women's and the white side winning the men's. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.